855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It is very exciting to welcome to the program his first time on the show, the senator from the great state of Kansas, Senator Roger Marshall. Senator, how are you today, sir?
Rich, I'm doing great. You're right. There are fireworks flowing in D.C., and I know we're going to have a great show talking about it.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, I watched the hearing today. You did a great job pushing back on the acting Secret Service director. So thank you for doing that, Senator.
You bet, Rich. You know, I think what's important is to talk about the backdrop. And I'm not sure what folks there in your hometown are talking about, but this is the only thing folks back home are talking about, is they don't feel safe and secure. We don't trust the FBI, and we have no faith in our Secret Service. And if they can't keep the President Trump safe, or is my family safe anymore? So I think that's why America is paying so much attention to this. These are two, revered institutions, agencies, the FBI and the Secret Service, and frankly, they failed us. They've let us down.
Now, did you feel today that you got any answers, or did you leave frustrated today, Senator?
Yeah, I'm pretty frustrated, Rich. I know a few senators thought that this acting director did a better job, and that may be the case. But my feeling is this: is the acting director is prejudiced, that he is circling the wagons, he's CYA-ing, he's protecting everybody right now, and I get that. It's his organization. I feel like we fired the head coach, but we left the assistant coach in charge right now. And that's why I think we need to bring in a crisis intervention team. We really need to rip the Band-Aid off and bring somebody in. And someone like a Mike Pompeo, someone that understands national security and can come in and fire the people that need to be fired, clean house, review all the standard operating procedures, and turn this place back into the five-star, A-plus, gold-star agency it should be.
I got to tell you, when today you were pointing out the fact of, who denies these requests for more security, and they were going on about how there's a committee of people that sit around a room and there's no real actual standard operating procedure, that almost blew my mind that here you have these bureaucrats deciding almost on a case-by-case basis with somebody like Donald Trump, who has so many crazy people that hate him. I mean, that's insane.
Exactly. I was almost dumbfounded to find out there wasn't a standard operating procedure. So, let's talk a little deeper about that. My question was, who denied President Trump more security? Well, and the answer is, it depends, and we form a committee, and we pray about it. Well, doesn't that make Americans feel like then that's a political decision? At the same day, I'm understanding that Dr. Jill Biden was having some type of an event out in Vegas, and the rumor is they pulled resources away from Trump for her, and they were probably going to fetch her ice cream for all we know. So it feels political. And then you think that the DHS Secretary Mayorkas, who's been impeached, who's responsible for 11 million people crossing our border illegally, him and Czar Kamala, of course, and you just wonder, who's running the store here? What happened to my agency I used to be so proud of?
Senator Roger Marshall's with me. He's a physician. He's an OBGYN. He delivered more than 5,000 babies, and did a great job today as a senator on the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. I want to ask you, too, Senator, you were last week all over the fact that Google was stopping the autocomplete feature when it came to people trying to figure out the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. So you could type in assassination attempt of, and if you put in T-R-U-M, it would come up Truman, but nothing about Donald Trump, and you were all over that.
Yeah, isn't it just amazing? And here we're saying, Google says, oh, we're not weaponized, we're not censoring conservative thought at all. And I would encourage your listeners even just to go in today, Google Donald Trump, and it's going to send you to something positive for Kamala Harris. You Google Kamala Harris right now, and she is ready for sainthood. And you would have never guessed that she was a California progressive all along. So Google is definitely working against President Trump. Again, Americans are frustrated. We don't trust the FBI. We don't have faith in the Secret Service. And here's something like Google that's working against President Trump as well. I guess that's why we love him and just will never forget him taking the bullet in the ear, getting knocked down, getting standing back up and saying, fight, fight, fight. And by gosh, Rich, I'm right there beside him. I'm fighting too.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you and your colleagues are holding them accountable, Senator. It's very important to do. And we got to hold big tech accountable because clearly there is an effort once again to try to whitewash all of Kamala Harris's positions. She's a radical, and she was a radical when she ran for the U.S. Senate. She was a radical when she ran for vice president and president back in 2020 against Joe Biden. She's a radical, and now they're trying to redefine her, and big tech wants to do its job to help with that.
Yeah, and again, the number one issue to Americans, and this is true in Kansas, and I know you're based out of Pennsylvania, I believe, but everywhere, is national security. It's the safety and security of their families. And why wouldn't they be concerned about a Kamala Harris? You know, again, she's the czar that oversaw 11 million people crossing the border illegally. But you go back and look at her history as a prosecutor and attorney general, she was doing cashless bail, defund the police, before you and I even knew what those terms even meant. I would have never dreamed of it. And now she goes forward with these same policies and encourages our police to turn their head when there's vandalism. I couldn't believe the vandalism, the destruction of property, defacing government property last week here at the Capitol. And our police officers are being told to turn their heads and look the other way. So it's no wonder Americans are fearful for their safety and security of their own families.
You also tweeted out, and you should follow Senator Marshall at Roger Marshall MD on X. Kamala Harris wants to buy your vote. You linked that to a Forbes article where she touts student loan forgiveness for 5 million borrowers. I got to tell you, you know, here in Pennsylvania, people are infuriated by this. There's a lot of guys who listen to this show, guys and gals who work for a living, didn't go to college or paid off their student loan debt, but they got debt on their truck or they got debt on their on whatever equipment or hardware. They find this to be bribery, Senator, and it is. It's giving cash to people to try to buy their vote. Where I'm from in Jersey or Philly, that's the way you do it. You know, but in the old days, you had to give them an envelope stuffed with cash. Now you just send them a check.
Yeah, Rich, it's frustrating for many of us. I'm a first-generation college student, worked myself through school, went to medical school in my second year of medical school. We had our first baby, and I had the choice. Am I going to borrow money? Or what else can I do? And I said to myself, look, you know, my dad served, my brother served, every generation of my family, someone has served. I'm going to go join the Army rather than borrow money. So I made the choice and did Desert Storm training, all those types of things. So, and my story is not unique. You finish high school, you make a choice. Shall I go to a trade school and learn how to become an electrician? Or shall I learn how to work in the aerospace industry? So we all made choices. And even right now, Kamala and the Democrats are pushing for legislation where people would get another check before the election surrounding child care tax credits. And, of course, we want to help out with child care, but they're now wanting to pass new legislation to send many, many people another check, a blank check in the mail from your federal government.
Well said. Listen, I appreciate you joining us. Last question for you. As you think about energy and the importance of energy, you know, Kamala Harris was out there saying she wants to ban fracking. Now she's trying to walk that back. It's a crucial issue here in Pennsylvania. We have an opportunity for Dave McCormick to also win the Senate seat. He'd make a great colleague of yours if he gets there to the U.S. Senate and help the Republicans win the majority back. How important is energy going into this election year, and how much destruction has this administration caused to America's energy independence?
Yeah, well, we're certainly rooting for Dave McCormick. He will be a great senator. And I would just share this, Rich. Joe Biden gave us $6 a gallon gasoline. Kamala Harris is going to give us $8 a gallon gasoline. Look, energy is an inflation multiplier. There's nothing you do in this country without energy. Whether you're farming or you're manufacturing, a hospital, whatever it is, you need energy. And if your electricity bill is going up, it is absolutely an inflation multiplier. Inflation follows energy costs. You're not going to see inflation tamed until we get energy under control. Look, I want to leave the world cleaner, healthier, and safer than we found it. America is doing a great job doing just that. I was raised in the oil patch and continue to support that. And we're doing everything, probably 97, 99% cleaner today than we were growing up. Our air, our waters are cleaner. Let's keep going in that direction. Energy is vitally important to our nation's national security and our economic security.
I said last question, but one more real quick, if I could. National debt surpasses $35 trillion. You are on the Senate Budget Committee. How concerned should we be about the spending by this administration?
with the code blue. Again, we're not going to see inflation under control until we get federal government spending under control. But we're spending $1 trillion a year on interest. This year alone, we're going to take in $5 trillion and spend $7 trillion. There's a $2 trillion gap there. So that's going to keep driving inflation. And as we go forward, when there's no money left after you pay your interest, there's no money left. It's like maxing your credit cards. So whether you want us to build new roads and bridges, if you want new schools or high-speed internet, there's simply just no money left because it's all going on interest. This is the number one threat long-term to our national security. There's not, after you spend $1 trillion in interest, there's not money left to build that nuclear submarine that we need.
Senator Roger Marshall of the great state of Kansas, thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia. We really appreciate it.
You bet, Rich. I enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.